Do nature's laws not govern our mating? For much of my life, I've been trying to determine what's the natural and the right way for humans to approach relationships. I looked at the other beasts that roam the planet and have noticed that, for the most part, they're not much for monogamy. The elephant runs off all the other male elephants, and the rooster will fight to the death any rooster that interferes with his flock of hens. I've wondered, if humans were to behave more like animals in regard to mating, would the human species become stronger and more powerful, like in the survival of the fittest with the animals? From the perspective of the non-physical, in other words, is there a right and wrong approach to relationships? So my question is, what is natural?
There are enough natural forces at work to assure the sustaining of the human species. Enough variation, enough diversity, enough balance. In the same way that your natural impulses to satisfy hunger and thirst assure your survival, your sexual impulses and mating impulses also assure your survival. Our interest in the subject of human relationships is not because you need to adjust your behavior to ensure your survival, because the survival of your species is not in jeopardy. Our interest in human relationships is about your survival in joy. We have the benefit of being in full view of the vibrational escrows you have created from the contrasting experiences and relationships that you have lived. And it is our desire to help you find a way of achieving your own vibrational alignment with those expanded creations so that you can live them fully and joyously now. When something that you have lived has caused you to ask for an improved aspect, you must allow yourself the fullness of that desire or your joy is diminished. In simple terms, you have to keep up with what life has caused you to become or you cannot feel joy. These are the most correct, truthful, accurate, natural things that we know about you as you are expressing through your physical form. You are extensions of source energy. You are physically focused for the purpose of experiencing contrast. You are choosing to experience contrast for the purpose of new ideas and decisions about life. Those new ideas and decisions about life equal the expansion of the universe. The expansion of the universe is the inevitable consequence of life. When your physical life causes the non-physical part of you to expand, you must go with the expansion if you are to experience joy. Joy is the most natural tenet of that which you and we are. Relationships are the basis of your contrast. Therefore, relationships are the basis of all expansion. Therefore, relationships are the basis of your joy. If you do not find the thoughts that allow the joy, you are holding yourself back from who you have become. Your relationships are your reason for your expansion. Your relationships are often your reason for disallowing your expansion. It is natural to be in a state of joy. It is natural to be in a state of growth. It is natural to be in a state of freedom. Those are the most important things for you to understand about relationships.